Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And in this week of bad things happening, I like to think that we're going to be a little ray of sunshine in your musical lives. Last week, you remember, we did a Sweatmaster special. It was eight bands all the same. This week, it's four very different bands. And we're going to start off, as I mean to go on, Ex-Asshole.
What do you say? What do you see? What do you think? The future reads in your head. You're the one who makes this move. What do you say? What do you see? What do you think? You know the place to be. Where the place to stand on your feet. There's no way of going back. Working properly, I've got done that way. Like an anarchist, we are the anarchist. An anarchist. What do you say? What do you see? What do you think? The future is in your head. You're the one who makes this move. What I say, what I see, what I think. You know the place to be. You're the place to stand on your feet. There's no way of going back. Working properly, I've got to find a way. There's no way to change the way. We're ready to take the shield. When we end up on my way.
That's Ex-Asshole, Tony.
Nice.
They've come from our friends Japan Files. We've got them via there. What I want to know is, what is Ex-Asshole's Japan Files page?
JapanFiles.com/Ex-Asshole.
No, it's not. JapanFiles.com/X. That's EX for X. And that makes it probably be the internet one, Tony Neil. You're listening to Project Marv underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I said that quickly. That song's called A, simply A, as in the letter A.
Okay.
And it's in inverted commas, A. And when I saw Ex-Asshole and then A, I was thinking A stood for anal, I'll be honest with you.
Oh.
But it didn't. It stands for anarchy, as will be apparent in the song. This week is pretty much a split between punk and psychobilly, by the way, in that we're playing four new punk songs and four old-school psychobilly tracks. The reasons for this will become apparent as I introduce the next one. But in the meantime, I've got a poetry corner for you, Tony.
Okay.
Now, it's a regular contributor.
Nice.
This once again comes from Joni H. Cheers, who I can't think has anything else to do but write limericks for us. There's something fishy about it, though, in more than one way.
Nice.
I probably shouldn't say there's something fishy about it. There obviously is. But if you have a poem for Poetry Corner, just to break up the Joni H. Jizz, really, email it to paulieb@punkyray.com. Tighten your email, Poetry Corner. Here you go. Hey, P&T. That's her standard opening. Oh, I said opening. Hey, P&T. Into less than an hour, Punky crams, Ace Tracks and Top Blinding Jams. Dudes, thanks for the noise. You're both shit-hot pod boys. Now, off you go, basting your hams.
Nice.
And that's from Joni H.'s The Fish Guard Fuzz Bumper, who now has a quote after a name, right, which is moving around the country, licking women one city at a time. Paul B. Edwards.
Nice.
I believe I did say that last week.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so she's using that as an official quote now. I can't help thinking we're building a profile here. As I say, if you have a poem for us, do get in touch, because I like them. I'm going to crack on with the next track, because I want to do a little bit of background into what I'm doing this week. The four old school psychobilly tracks this week are as a result of me finally getting round to getting some of the vinyl albums I've got on CD. So I actually bought 3 CDs this week.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I normally get sent them and that. I don't actually buy that many anymore. But I did buy 3 this week, and I will be playing a track of each. but I'm starting off with track 2 this week is by Guana Bats. This is a direct result of a Radio 2 connection that I have. Again, I'll explain about that later if I remember. What I want to know is, Tony, now, there's not an official Guana Bats website. They've got a MySpace page that they're still accessing. So I reckon the best thing to do is ask you, what is Guana Bats' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/GuanaBatsOfficial?
No, MySpace.com/GuanaBats.
Yes.
Probably be the internet too, Tony Neil. This song's called Purple People Eater, but they don't say Purple Peter in it at all. It is, however, brilliant.
Now you've heard of the old King Curve. Sell 1 million soon. Let's go! Wow! Oh, I was out in the day of battle, swimming with love. But something in me and the coach is like a bug. I thought it was an elf, but I'm rambling around. But it's just an old ghost digging holes in the ground.
Listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Guana Bats, Purple People Eater. That was from BBC Radio Session many years ago that I believe was with John Peel. I'm not sure, but anyway, it's just a fantastic track, and it's a great way into Guana Bats. They've got some great albums out. Do try and track them down. They're a brilliant live act, etc., etc. Now then, have you got any podcast out for us?
I do.
Wow.
Thanks for all your podcasts, Ali. We've had 3 new ones this week, but still going to need more. It's actually coming to the 1st of August, but it's a good week left of July. I'd say vote now. Just vote for us. Please register. Go to punkyrage.com at top of the screen. It's important. Please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if so wish to read them out. Here's the top three this week. A small poem. Vote early or maybe vote late. Just keep that punk on my plate. And that's from Tim Potter.
Thank you very much, Tim Potter. What a wonderful poem. That could easily have been sent into Poetry Corner.
Where it should be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, stop wasting our time, Potter.
Sure. July vote from Jim C. Gooper Gooper Smackdards. Yes, Jack 33 is in fact Jim C. Great stuff as always, keep up the good work. Need more Zombina as always. Find it real interesting you've been playing Here Come the Mummies. They've been out for a little bit. There were videos on a nationally syndicated radio show's website, Bob and Tom. Of course, they're nowhere near as good as you two. I don't think they've ever united any fans and bands across the lands. Maybe a couple of bands to the fans stateside. Keep up the good work, Apooga Poog, Jim C.
Yeah, I have seen those.
Bob and Tom.
I have seen those clips. That was about how I was directed to them in the first place by Ambarance.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, they just look like a really good fun band. I'd say it's not really my sort of music, but they are a really good fun band. And they're the kind of band I could enjoy watching, which is why we introduced them to you, the listeners.
And finally, loving the new back-to-back song hits from Woody B3.
Woody B3, thank you, mate. I'm glad you liking those. I think that's quite a nice way of doing it, isn't it?
I like it.
It's like half time.
Yeah.
It's like half. It's like when we nip off for a half time orange. Get the stuff in, you know. It's not like I've ever had a half time orange in my fucking life.
No.
Half time Jack Daniels, then I come out in the second half pretty fucking feisty.
Pretty fruity.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it, Podcast Alley.
That's it. Well, would you like to remind people about the Facebook page? Because we do want people to go there, don't we?
Yeah, so don't forget about our Facebook page. If you're not into Podcast Alley or you're on Facebook and you just love the way that works, like our page. Search for Punky Radio. It's the radio station one that comes up. Like it and leave a comment on our wall and we'll read them out. I'll try and do maybe alternate weeks on that one. So leave us a vote, leave us a wall comment and I'll read it out next week.
Damn vandals.
Here come the man. He dressed in white. He from heaven. They say he might know the answer to the question on your lips as to why we're here. I asked him once. He answered dead clear. Said you can't go dancing when you're gone. No, no, you cannot go dancing, son, when you're gone. Here come the lady. She dressed in black. She a ghost from heaven, ready to attack. Knows the answer to the question in your heart as to why we be. I asked her once. She said, hey, come see. She said, you can't go dancing when you're gone. No, no, you cannot go dancing, son, when you're gone. When you're gone.
That was Damn Vandals, Tony, and a track called Can't Go Dancing When You're Gone.
Nice.
Yeah, it is nice. It's a nicely paced number. I'm quite interested in Damn Vandals. That single's out soon. You can find out more about them via their website. Now, you've got to be quite careful with this website. I'll explain why in a second. What do you think their website is?
Damnvandals.com.
No, and well done for being wrong. Unfortunately, it does make it poorly being set 3, Tony Nil. It's damnvandals.co.uk. If you go to damnvandals.com, you get stuck into watching this video thing. It's an entirely different thing. Damnvandals.co.uk is the one you want. This is the Chup Tups underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And thank you very much to Manila PR for sending us the MP3 of Dan Vandals, because they said, is it alright if we send it? I went, let me have a look at the website. I had a look, listened to it, and went, yeah, send it over. Like it. So whether you see a pattern developing or not, there is a pattern developing. Did you do anything last week?
The usual. I think we did about 7 house viewings, getting somewhere slowly, but I think I've said it every week for the past 3 or 4 weeks. That's what we're doing. Intensive house hunting. It's going alright though.
I went to Blackpool on Friday. You go and have a look at a venue, which I didn't get to see till Saturday. It took 5 hours to get there. I hadn't eaten. I'm not making excuses, but I eventually got there at 8 and to see my friend Mia. I stay with Mia and Michelle when I'm in that area, and they're crazy dogs. Anyway, when the crazy dogs had settled down on my arrival, I sat down and Mia said, "Shall we have something interesting before we go out?" I don't like to go into too many details, but the something interesting in question was a beneficial herb called AK-48.
Okay. I thought that was a gun.
It's one scarier than AK-48.
Oh,
it's one scarier than Russian military hardware, is AK-48. Well, anyway, within about 5 minutes of it occurring, I had the biggest whitey of my entire life. Right. If you have a whitey, for those of you that maybe never experienced it, something, you have a whitey and it just, you have about 5 minutes of the fear, the tingles, your legs giving way, nothing being very good for you. Then everything passes and it's all right. Not for me, sir. No.
Really?
I had the same intense 5 minute whitey for 90 minutes, by which time we were in a pub and I was looking at a carvery and I couldn't eat it. I couldn't even pick up the fork to have it. I just had my head in my hand for an hour and a half. She was just giggling uncontrollably, going, "I've never seen it. This is the funniest." She said, "I can't believe it. You've been in Blackpool less than an hour and you're broken." I went, "No." I went, "No. I've been with you less than an hour and I'm broken. That's nothing unusual." But it did eventually pass and everything was all right. And then I saw the venue the next day and then... Oh, we had bottled mojitos when we got in. You know, a mojito out of a bottle?
No.
It looks fairly industrial in itself.
Okay.
But... as an antidote to AK-48, I can recommend it.
Oh, nice.
I'll never learn. On Sunday, do you know, did I mention to you that I was going to go and see Brian Setzer's Rockabilly Riot, but then
no.
Was put off by the ticket price?
No.
No, yeah, it was on Sunday. It was billed as being a bit of a great show. But via Janice Long from Radio 2, I got 2 tickets. So I went down there. And they were VIP tickets. So I was backstage in the VIP bar and it was all very posh and that. And it was brilliant. And I bumped into some people that had been in Spain at the Psychobilly meeting. Hello, Johnny and Angel. And I bumped into the lead singer of the band Aces and Eights that aren't going there anymore. And I bumped into my mate DJ Dave from Swanage, who was with his son. And Brian Setzer was fantastic, of course. The whole gig was brilliant. And it did, because I got a big slice of rock and roll then. I thought I'd definitely want to play some old school psychobilly this week. Because Setzer verges on psychobilly with the rockabilly that he plays. But I also wanted to play it. And also wanted to mention it, because last night on Janice Long's show, about 1 a.m, I think it was midnight or 1 a.m, midnight I think. The newsreader mentioned Punky Radio.
Really?
Yeah. Saying how great it was. And and then I was tipped up afterwards, got an email saying, "Did you know you've just been mentioned on Radio 2? No. Yeah. I'm gonna have to do listen again tonight.
I'm gonna listen again to that one on the iPlayer.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen again. That's why we're doing an advert for BBC. Well, they've done an advert for us. Janice Long's show is good, she does play some good stuff. And she was a big fan of Dead 60s, for example. She used to play them quite a bit, obviously. We're big fans of Dead 60s. And
I think we used to listen to on the way back from the radio station when we did that show on that station.
I did. I used to as well. Yeah. And my, you know, my dad used to listen on the way in from work. It was his favourite show. Song from like midnight. It used to be midnight till three, but I think it might be 11 till two now or something. I'm not entirely sure, but anyway, it's the early hours of the morning and it's a good show, and I think we've done a big enough advert for it now. But thank you very much, Janice Long.
Thank you.
Yes. So time for track four, Tone.
Okay. Right. Yep.
This is one of the albums that I bought this week from Raucous Records. And it's by a band called Restless, who, as you know, I did the sleeve notes for the latest album. This is off an album called Number 7, which was, yeah, you guessed it, that's their seventh album, I think, anyway. And really, really good song, really catchy, really good rock and roll number. And sort of as close to the kind of Brian Setzer Rockabilly Riot that you get in Neo-Rockabilly, Psychabilly. I know I'm going being genre-specific here. Just a great song. However, Restless don't really have a website as such, so I thought we'd do their record labels. What is Raucous Records' website?
RaucousRecords.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony Ron, Paul Levine, Internet 3. Hello to Mark, Paul and Rob from Restless. This is The Rock and Roll Train.
Up. I'm on a Benson Black Shadow, pushing 95 on a dead road. Slowly, my headlights on artificial moonlight. Sun's coming up and it's almost daylight. Engine drone, I'm all alone, and I begin to wonder if I'm ever gonna get home. What was that? Trouble on my back. I'm up to 120 and I'm skidding off the track, and I got no hole and I'm out of control. I says, hey, Mr. Boss Man, save my soul. It's too late. I'm flying toward the ridge, but I only just missed that goddamn bridge. I'm on the rock and roll train. 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 I'm never coming back again. Well, I'm all about the rock and roll train, yeah. Hey, hey! What's all this? When I came to, I was waiting at a station covered black and blue. I finally found the guard, he says, listen to me, son. And you bought a one-way ticket to oblivion. All the board, ready to partner with you. And this is gonna make your dreams come true. Energy and Roy, Johnny Bill, Hank Cliff, Buddy, who's who, a rock and roll music. Driving this thing, well that's it, I'm sold. It's plain to see, we're gonna rip it up for eternity. I said, I'm on the rock and roll train. 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 I'm never coming back again. Oh no, I'm all up on the rock and roll train,
little chuff.
Briggs! Fucking awful Briggs! Why'd you plague me so? Vicious vermin! Wind of blow your poison dust in my eyes! Lick my eyes! Cement your guts! children. Submit children. Submit children. Burn my hands, burn my wonderful piano playing hands. My godforsaken hands, my godforsaken hands. Submit your hands. Submit your. On the scaffold, the wind cuts through. Let it fall on my boots, for I shan't wipe. Cement your God. Cement your God. Cement your God. Cement your God. Cement your cunt.
That was Wonk Unit, Tony. You weren't expecting that, were you?
Wasn't nice.
No, not at all. I don't know about nice.
Well,
mental. That is the. I think that's the first time we've played acoustic punk in a while, particularly as it has been effectively one of the Mighty Cougars' poems put to music. And it's from Wonk Unit. I'll bring out a new album, which I think is all that sort of acoustic punk. I was thinking about sending something to Ah Graham.
Ah.
It's a Pod's Life. It's a Frog's Life podcast. Not it's a Pod's Life podcast. It's a Frog's Life podcast. But then I thought, I didn't know whether it might be too harsh for him. But R. Graham, if you're listening and you want a couple of MP3s of that, I will send them through. I also sent him through something else last week, but that's none of your business. What is Wonk Unit? They are on Facebook. You can just type in Wonk Unit into Facebook and you'll find them. But it does appear that they're still using, again, their MySpace as the main portal. What is Wonk Unit's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WonkUnitBand.
Yes, it is.
Is it? Oh,
okay. I thought for a second there you were going to get it wrong again after playing Wonk Unit. But yes, it is. MySpace.com/WonkUnitBand. Tony2, Boiler Bean Internet 3. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide?
Well,
I do.
Tour
Bar Club, still on Denmark Street, still in London. I'm going to read out the weekend's gigs per usual. So this Friday, the 29th of July, Rage DC, Captain Bastard and the Scallywags, Plastic Youth, Shocks of Mighty and DJ Keith Thompson. It's London Calling night.
London Calling gets the Punky Radio seal of approval, and any gig featuring a band called Captain Bastard, I think, should be visited upon.
But how much do you think they'll pay for it?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday, 30th, The Jewel.
Oh, brilliant.
The Plague, The Noxious Toys, Model Citizens, and DJ Chris Setzer. Again, it's London Calling Night.
I was going to say, is that another London Calling Night? Hey, you fancy that? Chris Setzer, Brian Setzer, it all fits in on this show, mate.
Hey? How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
It is £6, and that's a great lineup as well. Do, if you get the chance, do go down.
And finally, on Sunday, 31st of July, Steve Stubblefield of Starlings. That's all I have on that one. So how much do you think that is?
Steve Stubblefield of Starlings?
Stubblefield of Starlings.
I'm going to go with a recession-busting £5.
£6 again.
£6 again.
Yeah.
Steve Stubblefield, he don't bust that recession.
Exactly. That's it.
So that concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide
12. And if you were wondering, you're listening to the Rich Morton sound on these right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm banging straight into song 6 here. You don't mind, do you?
No, not at all.
This is another old school psychobilly one. Now, what you've heard so far is the Granabats doing an absolutely brilliant psychobilly song. You've heard Restless doing an absolutely brilliant neo-rockabilly song. You're now going to hear Klingons doing possibly one of the most ridiculous songs I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to give you some background to this song. This is off their first album, Urnchk. And I've got it on a Best of Klingons, which is an absolutely brilliant, brilliant collection. It's just really made me laugh. I remember this song when it came out, and I thought it was funny then. Now I think it's hilarious. This is a song about finding yourself on a spaceship, needing the toilet, going to the toilet, discovering there's no toilet paper, but finding there's a very interesting way of getting your bottom wiped.
Right.
Okay. Klingons don't really have a website either. So I thought we'd go for their record label, which is the label that this album's on, Fury Records. What do you reckon the website is for Fury Records?
FuryRecords.com.
No, it's Fury-Records.com, which makes it probably be on the internet for Tony 2. This is the psychobilly classic. Prepare your ears. This is Pick Pick Yum Yum. That was Klingons, Tony. That is probably ridiculous. Pick, pick, pick. Yum, yum, yum. Fingers sticking up my bum. You're listening to Granabats under these right now, which is a bit of an oversight by me because we already played Granabats on the show. It's like a Granabats special. You got any plans this week? Don't tell me. You're looking at houses.
Yeah. That's right.
you've been hanging around with that step too long. I'm doing... Friday and Saturday I'm doing Kingston Jongleurs.
Who?
With Susan Murray, who I'm going to be sharing a flat with in Edinburgh, and Rudy Liquid, who I don't know whether you've seen Show Me the Funny on the telly yet, the new programme about 10 comics battling it out to do. It's a sort of apprentice job on comedy. It's not really, the show's not really working out very well. Anyway, Rudy's one of the acts on it.
Okay.
And he's doing alright on it. But yeah, I'll be on with him. Jongleurs in Kingston, Friday, Saturday. On Sunday, I'm doing the only Edinburgh preview of my Edinburgh show, Treating Beauty, and I'm doing it at, as part of the Balham Free Fringe, PBH Free Fringe, in Balham over the weekend at the Bedford in Balham. All the shows are free. There's loads of shows. It's Friday, Saturday and Sunday, I think. And there's just show after show after show in three different rooms. They're all free, including mine, which is free. You will be asked for a donation on the way out. Just drop a couple of quid in the bucket or something. My show's at 5 o'clock, and it's unlikely to be ready, judging by how little work I'm doing for you so far. But we will all be going out for a drink afterwards. So if you do fancy coming down, you just have to sit through me for 50 minutes and then we'll all go out and get pissed. Sound like a deal, doesn't it?
Nice, yeah.
And it's free. It's free entry. It's properly with session busting on a Sunday stubble field. So if you've got no other plans this Sunday, you're in South London, do come down to that if you can. And you'll see me grappling with the new material I've been writing but not learning very well over the last 3 or 4 months. Come and find out why I've been a bit of a hermit. So that's that, really. Next track, Tony, is a Minneapolis band that we've played before, fronted alternately by what is obviously an English singer. An English male singer.
Yeah.
And a native female singer. This is some really catchy punk rock here, not a million miles away from Blondie when they were quite punk. I think you'll like it.
Okay.
This is the 99ers, Six Steps to Your Heart. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've got the BBC News channel on in the background. It's on mute. And female newsreader's pretty fit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What are they talking about? Anything good?
I don't know. It's muted, Tony.
They've not got the story underneath in red? No?
Well, no. But it's all right. It's saying economic growth slows.
Oh, shit.
And the Office for National Statistics. So it's a series of one-off events, including the royal wedding. Sorry, may have affected the figures. There you go.
Right.
So they're blaming the double-dip recession on the royal wedding. Marvellous. Never mind about all them wars and that, and all that money borrowed. No, it's a royal wedding, mate. Screwed us all.
It was an expensive dress.
It was an expensive dress. Yeah. but I didn't think we'd had to remortgage Shropshire for it. That was the 99ers, Six Steps to Your Heart. Tony, what's the 99ers website?
99ers.com?
No, it's not. It's the, and then the number 99ers band.com. Well, it's probably the Internet 5, Tony 2. It's turning a bit thrashing, isn't it, mate?
It has.
I imagine you were a bit embarrassed about that.
A little bit, to be honest with you.
That's from the album. Sorry, I have the album in front of me here. That is from an album that came out in January called Everybody's Rocking, and I will play something else of that in future weeks. They're already working on a new album, and thanks very much to Derek for sending us that. Really, really brilliant. Thank you very much. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations. I do believe this is the last one I've got in my little sack of twat. So please do email
little
me.
Little sack of twat?
Yeah. Please do email me your twats. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. That simple. Title email is a twat. All twat gratefully received and put firmly in my sack. But this week it's from Hellrat. AKA,
I think you'd like to rest your sack firmly against a twat, wouldn't you?
Yes. Now you mention it. From Aubrey Hansen. I think we heard a lot from last week. It's actually a retwatting, but I'll read on.
Oh, right.
Just a thought. Maybe all the punky fans are twats for not sending us a twats to you. Not a bad thought. But I would have to include myself, so never mind. I think we actually did that, didn't we, once? I think we did. All our listeners is a twat.
We did all our listeners.
Called them is a twat. Well, you know. Giving, taking.
What was that DVD called? Token Does the Internet. Well, I don't know. Have we ever called our listeners twats?
I think we did once when they didn't send anything in.
I can't think I would do that for 1 second.
No, not a few months ago.
It's the sort of thing you'd do.
Is it?
Being a bit spiteful, petty.
Me?
I'm not sure about this, Tony. Again, I don't think we can call our listeners twats.
No, that's not the twat.
I
just think we did do once.
Okay.
A few months ago, I sent a twatting about my Uncle Randy taking all my granny's money and home. You may not remember.
Naughty Uncle Randy, I remember this one.
Yeah. You guys even downgraded him to cunt status.
We did.
He's a cunt twat. My grandmother has since passed away, and now we find out that he's also convinced my grandmother to put him in charge of the inheritance money. And he'd already spent almost $100,000 of it through loans, even before my grandmother had died. Now it's pretty much all gone. What an ass, huh? So I told my mum about your vicious twattings. There's a possible word of the week. Vicious twattings. She told me to get directly on the computer and peck out this nomination.
Oh, really? Excellent.
So go ahead and make fun of his name again. Randy Uncle Mormon from Cuntsville, Twatsylvania.
Randy Uncle Mormon?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just people like that. It's just... Why can't a family just... I'm not saying it's anyone else's fault. I'm just saying, when something terrible happens, like you lose someone like that who's been very close to all of you and all that, there's always a load of fallout. There's always a load of money left over. Why can't it just be split equally and people be responsible and thoughtful about it? Why do they have to get greedy?
There's always normally one in a family.
And quite clearly, it's Uncle Randy.
Exactly.
What a tit.
So yeah, we're having this.
Tell you what, there must be people all the way around their neighbourhood, and everyone who knows him is going, "Why I order?" He's just, "Oh, Uncle Randy, you dipshit!" I fucking hate Uncle Randy. You know, I hope I never meet. If Uncle Randy's ever in the same room as me, I'm going to give him more than a piece of my mind.
Yes.
I've got a golf club with Uncle Randy's name on it. Fuck Uncle Randy. And fuck him up good. And I hope your mum's listening to this. Bollocks to Uncle Randy.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, let's get this over with before I go by meltdown.
Yeah, okay. So Randy Uncle Mormon from Cuntsville, Twatsylvania
is a twat. Squared.
Yes.
He's twat squared. He's twat times twat. What a fucking twat. That is so out. Oh, wow me up. Fortunately.
Yeah.
If you have a twat, do email Tony at punkyway.com. Title your email. Look, it's no Uncle Randy. Last track this week, Tony. Okay. And I haven't played nearly enough of this band down the years simply because I didn't have them on CD. I only had them on vinyl. This has come from an album that I've got via... Sorry, I'm moving CDs around. That I've got via Raucous Records, and thanks to Howard for sending these so quickly from Raucous. There's a band called Torment. You might remember that I said that when I was at the Psychopathy meeting, a guy called Cuff de Deville and his backing band, The Deviators, which is a side project from his band Mad Sin, did a set of Torment tracks, and it was absolutely brilliant. I loved it, and I thought, I've just got to get this Torment. It's not a best of, well, this is their first album with a bonus EP on the end of it. The album's called Cyclops Carnival. The EP was the Mystery Men EP, which and there's another couple of tracks on it as well called My Dream and The Source. My Dream is one of my favourite songs ever, but Torment are quite a difficult band to get into. So I've picked something that's a bit easier to get into. So I can't really explain why. They're not like any other band I've ever heard. Any band called Torment, you know, they're not in a happy place.
No.
Let's just say that. Anyway, the track I've picked this week is one that I think is quite a nice way in. And a great song as well. Again, because Torment split up a long time ago because the lead singer, Simon Brand, sadly killed himself. And it was as a sort of psychobilly mark of respect. They never got another singer. They never toured again. You know, no one's really done any Torment songs. This is the first time anyone's ever really done any Torment stuff, as far as I know, this year. So, but they have got a MySpace fan page. What is Torment's MySpace fan page?
MySpace.com/TormentFans.
No, MySpace.com/TormentFanPage. Poorly being the internet sick, Tony 2. This is Head Driven Sinner. Oh, you're a head driven sinner. You're a head driven sinner, but I like your style. You're a head driven sinner, but I like style.
So I'm going to know when I go your own way. Head-driven sinner. We are head-driven sinner. You are head-driven sinner, but I like style. We are head-driven sinner, and I like style. You are head-driven sinner. You are head-driven sinner. You are head-driven sinner, but I like style. You are head-driven sinner, and I like style. Waiting for a kindness to align, waiting for a wondrous sign. Is it the end of the you begin? Whom I trust accepted in him. Hanging on here does me no good without a reason. If I could never listen to a word I say, so go on alone and go your own way. Head-driven sinner, you're a head-driven sinner. You're a head-driven sinner and I like your style. You're a head-driven sinner but I like your style. You're a head-driven sinner. Yeah, head driven sinner. You're a head driven sinner, but I like your style. You're a head driven sinner, but I like your style.
That was Torment, Tony, head-driven sinner. And that last section, I'm sorry that we were talking for 8 minutes there, but I did like the fact you said, I said, that, blimey, that was 8 minutes there, but you went, that's one for the Radio 2 listeners. Actually, respect to Janice Long, because I was listening to her show and it didn't annoy me. And then I switched over to Radio 1 to listen to Mike Davis's punk show that he advertises the punk and psychobilly and ska show, and I didn't hear any punk on it. It was just useless. And then the very last song, bizarrely, because I've just mentioned Mad Sin, was a song called The Curse by Mad Sin, which is absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
And I was just so... I was angry that he played it. Because up until that point, I was ready just to give Mike Davis a right slagging. And then he played that, I went, oh, actually, that's brilliant.
Okay.
Fair enough. Great show. So, thanks very much for listening this week, Tony. There's a couple of things we want you people to do. Can you just remind them about iTunes?
Yeah, please do reviews at iTunes if you can. Well, actually, just do it. If you haven't reviewed us before, go to punkrage.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up our page on the music store. You will need to log in, so you need an Apple account. So, log in, reviewers, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. Reviews are really important. A handful of reviews make a massive amount of difference. And moves up the featured rankings of iTunes, gets a bit more visible, and it's free, takes but a moment. Why aren't you doing it?
And an Apple account a day keeps the Spotify away.
Yeah.
I just thought of that.
Nice, I like it.
Yeah, that's the main thing we want you to do. If you do get a chance, do reviewers at iTunes. For some reason, it moves up the chart, and it means more people listen, more people hear the music. That's what we're all about. I have no plan for next week's show other than... there's going to be 8 great tracks on it. Okay. Maybe I'll see one or two of you in Balham on Sunday. Have a good week's house hunting. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up who?